Fat privilege. Jacob.
Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 73.
Not good enough.
Wow.
I'm here to disappoint. It's okay.
I just
said with
the
dash of go fuck yourself, Jarrell.
In this episode, it's not as serial as the last one.
Talk about fat privilege.
so great.
And then at the end of
hypothetical
the episode,
stories that, you know.
Chris, no, they all happened. All things happened.
We talked about why Robert needs Justin at his bachelor party, even though Justin's not part of the party.
That's okay. I can help plan it out. Then you guys just have the fun. That's fine with me.
Wow. Passive-aggressive much?
No.
Justin, if you planned it out, we wouldn't do a fucking thing on your plan. No. We need you there to enforce things.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I know your brother's the best man and shit, and that's his job.
You guys an adult.
So I invite you to the bachelor party. You're not going to come then?
No, I'll come if you want me to come.
Yeah, I want you to come.
If you don't want me
but
to.
But earlier you were like, I don't want him to come.
No, I'll be like, you would have a better bachelor party if he is present.
No, I
that's
trust
not
Chris.
Even putting pressure
no,
on
see,
him.
See, if you fuck shit up, I'm going to blame everything on Chris now.
I'll make sure everything.
Also,
I'll make sure you go happy and nothing will happen to you.
With the Tannerite,
be on you
Justin
like
might explode, and that might be great.
I'll take a bullet for you if it needed.
I'm telling you, for the world.
I really hope that doesn't happen,
is,
but okay.
He is the shittiest wingman on the planet. But he will still be the best enforcer slash protector.
Well, see, I don't need a wingman. I'm getting married. So
no, I'm just
like,
saying, like, where he is the genuinely
he'll
the
make your
shittiest
night great.
Wingman, you will have a great night. Like, if you're going out and trying to be all like, let's get some ladies, shittiest guy on your team.
You'll be mad
let's
you get didn't
in get trouble
laid,
and not get arrested.
But you'll have fun.
This guy.
Yeah.
He is the somehow you don't get arrested by the end of the night guy. Yeah. You don't know how. But it works.
Justin has this weird voodoo around him.
Like how Buddha sits and he's like this. Justin's is just like, I don't know.
What happened?
Yeah.
When we were going to Mayhem, we got pulled over. Justin had a car.
Yeah, we discussed it on the podcast.
I know we did. Yeah. Justin had a car that allegedly had bad plates on it.
It was registered to a Dodge Durango.
We also had marijuana, a lot of marijuana in the
by
back seat.
By all accounts,
we had like a
should
quarter.
Have been arrested.
Yeah.
Should have gotten in trouble at some point.
And only three open, one open fifth.
On a list of people to be with during...
The cop just let us go.
In terms of criminal activities of being drunk, pistol whippings, like assaults, drugs in car.
Eight ball of coke in the back of his van.
Should have been arrested 100
speeding
in a
minivan.
It was getting
towed away. I wasn't even driving.
Like, there are too many things where you need him on that team of... Let's have an adventure. He is
he might
the
get out of free jail card from Monopoly.
No, you would. He is the. But did you die? Justin is the embodiment. Yeah. We will wake up the next day. We could be handcuffed to a toilet to something else. And
but you won't be handcuffed to a jail cell.
And he'll go. But did we die? And we'll be like, shut up. I'm hungover, Justin. Just shut the fuck
just
up.
Be quiet.
You guys ready to go satellite?
Well, we would be passed out in front of the satellite and be like. We never made it inside. Let's go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And then go in for a Bloody Mary because we're hungover.
Covered in piss from guys next door at
like
Herbs.
For real. Yeah. He is the best person to have on a drunken adventure to have a good time. Yeah. We will probably end up doing something stupid and it'll all be ridiculous, but he will make sure you get home safe. And you were happy. And
I won't
healthy.
Even drink the entire time if you want me to.
I was covered in glitter and smelled like stripper. We had a great night.
Yeah. There are many a time where probably should have been arrested.
I got into bed and Kat is like, you're taking a fucking shower before you get in bed. Like, that's legit.
You did have like four vaginas on your back at one time.
Yeah.
Of all of our insane stories.
I have the picture, Justin. Yeah. Right here.
We've all been through an experience with this guy. Not one have we been arrested. Like
or him. He hasn't been arrested.
I even passed sobriety test in front of bars and go to the bar right after.
You do that?
Justin is made of magic, dude, when it comes to police.
He has, like, some kind of, like, natural repellent to police. He's, like, where they're, like, a negative or a positive, like, magnet.
Justin's been in handcuffs, still walks away just
fine. Been there. Been a part of
the white truck, white van. Yeah.
Like,
we've all talked about this.
Like, he just does it. Yeah. And you watch it, and you'll watch it, like, oh, my God, it's real. That's a real thing a person can do, but not any one person.
So, Robert, police might be involved.
Yeah, no, that is a real...
Well, female,
but you will walk away from
female police
this.
Might be involved.
No.
We've had male police.
Yeah, there have been guys. But no, no, it's you.
Oh,
there
will be police. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you. I hear there's a...
Handcuffs.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. No, for real, by the end of the night, you're gonna be drunk, and you're gonna go, you know what?
I'm glad Justin was here.
You were here. I'm glad you're here.
But if you want a unicorn, I'll even dress up as a unicorn and give you piggyback rides.
No.
I have seen him give grown men piggyback rides in a jacket that wouldn't fit a single person in this house.
Yep.
He played fat man in a little coat to make people
laugh.
That was also the same night that I had to take Katie home.
Yeah.
And he had to piss in the back seat.
I was way drunk.
And I was covered in puke.
Yeah. I pissed in a bottle, though. I mean, I wasn't
because
a fucking whore. Because
you fucking go out.
I had to, he wanted me to open the door while going down the highway.
Chris has to shit in a field. Justin has toilet paper in the back of his car.
Dude, yeah. He's like, got it. It's like, severed hand, got it. Yeah.
Why do you have a severed hand?
It's
like, no.
Yeah. Why don't you have
a
severed
hand? Who tipped the firework the other direction so it didn't blow up the car?
Who tipped it into a dry, empty field?
Did it light up?
Yeah, it did, Justin. We had to stand it up, and we're like, oh my God, we're going to cause all of Airway Heights to catch on fire.
One time.
That's all it takes to...
Justin's bringing it back. One time.
Game on. I hate you. I don't miss having you on. I don't.
Finish my rum if you want.
Only out
better.
Loud at them at the old spaghetti factory when they would do a thing and they'd be like, oh, I fucking hate you so bad.
That an imagination song.
And then they would sing, yeah, imagination and why can't we be
friends?
And
how many of us have them friends?
And then that happens. That look of solidarity of like,
friends.
Why don't we have better friends?
That or Tenacious
that.
D.
No, but we would all sing that.
Oh, friendship dude.
Or Dio.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even friendship. It was rare. It was Beelzebub.
You ever want to see anything that's more fantastic? The three of us, that blaring in a kitchen, the whole album, the Tenacious D's first album.
No, it was the soundtrack to the movie.
No, because we would.
Destiny.
Oh, yeah. We would listen
Destiny.
To the entire album and just recite everything. Song for song.
But
song.
When Beelzebub comes on, it's like everything gets done. I'm the devil. I love metal.
Just the whole thing would happen. And you would just see Steve and he'd just be like, why? Why did I hire
these fucks?
Why? Why are you in my life?
Yeah. But then it would get done. He'd be like, that's why, because I'm saving on labor, because you guys are really good.
Because the three of us and Steve could do like a bazillion dollar night where you would only have six people.
Yeah.
We could do an entire day's worth of work in 10 minutes.
yeah.
But we decided to get paid for it, so we would lollygag.
After this is like my fourth time rewatching The Office in its entirety. And I've come to new conclusions.
That we're all fucking show. Dwight Schrute.
That, for one.
We're like a mix of Dwight and
Jim.
Jim.
But the big thing is the antics they do, the way they go about it, is very much reminiscent of the Spag more than anything, where it's like, oh, I would love a job like that. We worked a job like that, where we were friends.
We didn't get paid like
off,
they
we
get
didn't
paid,
do shit.
No.
But, like, our boss, although Michael Scott is cool, in real world, he'd be like, fuck that guy, he's a fucking douche and a tool. Our boss, Adrian, was very much that. And just watching it, I'm just like, I've experienced this. Like, this
Adrian
level of shenaniganery, fights in the
parking
lot, fights in the kitchen.
What's his nuts from Office
kitchen.
Space, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally is that.
Speaking of which, have
what
you guys seen the
name?
Trailer for the new movie?
Lumberg.
He was Lumberg from Office
with,
Space. All the way around.
Bob, because the one who played Bob, you know the two Bobs in Office Space?
The Bobs.
But
you're talking about
the
Doctor from Scrubs?
Doctor from Scrubs guy has a new movie. Yeah, Dr. Cox, the guy from Scrubs, the older one, the dick. He has a new movie coming out where it's Office Space meets Battle Royale. And it starts with this office building. And it's like five, six stories tall. Just looks like a very nondescript office building. And then it's just doing a thing and it shows like people in their everyday job. And then everyone gets a flash on their computer as an email and it says, attention all employees, and steal like windows drop over everything, and it becomes Office Space meets Battle Royale.
Is it a death fight?
It is. Oh, it is violent, and it's supposed to... The movie is... They're like, it is Office Space in terms of dark humor meets Battle Royale, which is a great movie if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. What's it about?
It's about these kids. This class of kids is so shitty. Yeah, it's Korean, so you know it's hardcore. It's a class of kids. I have it. I'll bring it next time.
I lie about a lot of movies to you guys.
Yeah, it might be on Netflix.
I'm sure you understand why I lie to you guys about movies.
Because we'll crush you if you don't.
Yeah.
That's fair. But in Battle Royale, it's this class of kids who are a bunch of fucking dicks. Like, you kind of get it. You're like, nah, man, the principal's right on this one. Like, you get it, you know, as a parent.
What was that movie where the girl, like, got her hand shoved into a fryer? And then she had, like, a tentacle hand, and she fought everybody. It was a Japanese movie.
All Japanese movies?
Yeah. No, it was, like, Hit Girl or something.
No, Hit Girl is a girl in Kick-Ass.
Was it?
Kira?
No.
No.
It was a live-action movie.
I like how the three of us were like, hold up, Sal.
I'm trying to, like, think of, like, weird...
It wasn't anime.
I don't even like anime.
It was live action. Like, this girl gets shot up. She gets her hand shoved in first. She got, like, Top Ramen hand.
Machine Gun Girl?
That one.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking movie.
How could you mess that name up?
Nah, because when you...
So it's a weird fucking movie, Robert.
I got 5 minutes into it, and I'm like, nah.
Does it rank up there with Rubber?
No, because Rubber's good.
Yeah,
it's a sentient tire that can blow people up with its minds. The best part of that entire movie is the first 10 minutes going, this is a bullshit experience. You are a person watching a movie of a sentient tire with mind bullet powers. It's meta in a way it shouldn't be.
So could you watch like a buddy cop movie with Rubber and the hobo with a shotgun?
Man, Hobo with the Shotgun was so good.
Hobo and Tire?
But it's the only way I know how.
There is no greater line in any movie.
You can't just go killing everybody with a lawnmower.
But it's the only way I know how. Oh, God.
You're solving all your problems with a lawnmower.
Yeah, you can't solve all your problems with a shotgun, but it's the only way I know how. Is the greatest series of words ever said.
Have you seen Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yes, I have.
Also, side note of all things, because I know we text about it a little bit.
Kung Fury 2 coming out?
No, but the Green Lantern movie being done as Lethal fucking Weapon in space.
Okay.
I have a
mildly text about that. Yeah.
I have not a real issue.
He's showing John Stewart around, isn't he?
He's trying to do John. It's John and Hal.
All
right. The thing with it is this. I get that you want Hal Jordan because he is, even though he's Alan Scott, not the Green Lantern, but everyone.
Nobody knows Alan Scott. That's the problem. Well,
no,
like,
but no, it's not even him. No one knows Hal Jordan the way,
because isn't Green Lantern black?
The way the way we know Hal Jordan isn't, we're like, oh, there is
Kyle,
Hal Jordan.
You can't have the guy either.
Here's my pitch.
I like Guy Gardner once he's like in the
red.
No, in the Super Green Lantern.
I'll wait.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait.
He sang the Honor Guard.
That's what I said. The Honor Guard.
Oh, Jesus. That's what you said. Oh, it wasn't. Anyway.
I think it was.
Guy
the
Gardner
record's going to show that because
Guy Gardner is essentially the Mel Gibson of the Green Lantern Corps.
But before that, argument, I hate Guy Gardner.
Does he have a fucking bullet?
No, he had a full bull cut. He's basically the,
I don't think I've ever read,
he's the angry guy.
He's the worst Green Lantern.
So
he's
not even read like the Corpse War. Like,
I haven't.
He hasn't read any Green Lantern.
No. Like, the closest I get is Justice League. That's it.
You need to read like all the Geoff Johns shit on Green Lantern.
Hal Jordan one punch Batman in the face. But beautifully though. He's like, I'm Booty Batman. I do Bat, like, straight. He's like, we can't trust her. Boom! And you're like, and even in the comic, they're like, that motherfucker is one punch Batman. It is so beautiful. Yeah. But no, my pitch for a Green Lantern movie wouldn't be Hal and John as buddy cop lead the weapon in space. Go with that as your setup, but have it as John Stewart. John.
But
have John, right, be the older black veteran and Guy Gardner be the Mel Gibson transfer.
Yes.
See? Because you've read him, right? How great would that be? Right? If you read him, you'd get it. But it is, like, if you just took Lethal Weapon and instead of guns.
Also, Guy Gardner sucks.
Fuck you.
Don't.
Fuck Guy Gardner.
No. The shit he just went through in the book, you shut your fucking whore mouth.
Guy Gardner's cool now.
No,
years ago,
he got Vietnam tortured, and all he did when they go...
Did he get the James Bond fucking, like, rope to the nuts?
No. No, he got having to relive his dad beating his mom and him being his dad as the ploy to break him by Ranks. And the
Ranks is a fuckface, dude.
Right? Because Ranks don't like him. Ranks is a sentient city that gets turned into a sentient planet. That's a robot.
Kind of like Planet Ego.
It's Robo Ego. Okay. Because the Ego version of it in DC is Mogo,
yeah.
Who was first
I
as
love
a thing.
Mogo
but
so
Mogo
much.
Is a good guy and he's a Green Lantern.
You're Kurt Russell's Planet Ego. Oh.
But Mogo is a Green Lantern and he's a planet. He's a sentient planet. And
he
and
forgets
Ranks.
That he's a Green Lantern for a minute, and he starts like attacking everybody.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a Green Lantern. Go Mogo!" And then he fights Ranks, a planet that's a robot, and they battle. And there is nothing like literally watching these two Earth Mars size objects shooting fucking giant space beams at each other. Cool. And you're like, "I want one. I want that one, and I want that one." Yeah. And it's just cool. But if you're going to do a Green Lantern movie, if you want it to be successful, they need to either do First Flight so it can be like Training Day in
that'd
space.
That'd be so fucking
which
good.
It's training, like, you know Training Day, right?
Yeah.
Replace it with the Green Lantern movie First Flight animated.
Make it rain.
Just give them Green Lantern rings, and that is First Flight. Make it PG and give them rings, and you have, it's like Training Day for kids is Green Lantern First Flight.
Damn.
It's like you watch Sinestro give this bitch, like, he makes her get high. She's got her drugs that she's on.
I forgot about that.
She's got her drugs, right? And they're trying to find this guy who's fucking with, like, the mission they're on. And Hal Jordan's a rookie, the same way Ethan Hawke was going into the narcotics division. And instead of, like, the fucked up cop Denzel Washington basically making the bitch, you know, shoot up, he makes her hold this thing that gets her high, uses his ring to, like, confine her hands like handcuffs, holding it, forcing her to get high. And he goes, "Tell me." And every time he flicks his wrist, it makes her tighten her grip, getting her more and more high, knowing she'll OD.
Damn.
This is a cartoon that kids can watch. And he's like, "Tell me." And she's like, I can't. Boom. And she's like, "Okay, I'll tell you." Because she can't. She knows she's going to OD. It's for fucking children. This shit could be like, but if you transitioned it to like a live action movie, you're like, wow, that's fucked up.
Which
man.
At the end,
but it'd be
Chris
great.
Fucking cried when we watched it.
Don't, you're a whore. Anyway, but if you're gonna do it as a Lethal Weapon thing, you'd want John Stewart being the old black cop, you know, Danny Glover, and then you have Guy Gardner as your Mel Gibson. Essentially, do Lethal Weapon and just throw on Green Lantern rings and costumes, and you would have your movie.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, you'll love that movie. That shit's dope. I love that movie so hard. Cute. But I'm just saying, like, as a comic book fan, like, I'm gonna see it. Like, I get that they're doing Hal and John. Which will work because the original John Stewart was a really...
But what timeline, though?
That's the thing. If you go the original John Stewart, originally when they drew him, when they were like, "Hey, we're introducing a new character for the comic book, and he's going to be the first black Green Lantern, first big black superhero for DC." They were like, "Yeah, we're going to have one. And he's a Green Lantern. And he doesn't wear a mask. Because he's like, I don't hide who I am. I'm black and I'm proud. Beware my power." And he like
James Brown.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But it's so... He was so stereotypical angry black guy that I don't know if that's a good path for them. So yeah, I get, like, why that's what they're doing.
As long as Jamie Foxx doesn't play it.
I don't know. Jamie Foxx could do a good game.
Yeah,
because then Jamie Foxx would pull you out by being Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but I'm thinking he's
more comical.
He just got lucky with the movie Ray. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was okay in Django Unchained.
I know Sleepless
Miami
is good.
Miami Vice,
he's good in that.
Collateral.
I don't think I saw Miami Vice.
Collateral is his best.
Yeah,
movie.
He's yeah. No, him and Tom Cruise in Collateral. See, as insane as Tom Cruise is, Tom Cruise could totally do a Hal Jordan. Although he's like 5'2", so it'd be weird because Hal Jordan's like 6'3". Like, there's a noticeable height difference where you'd be like, "Don't." Like, I get it. Don't.
Chris Hemsworth could play Guy Gardner.
Yeah, but isn't he already?
He is too
Thor.
Ripped shit to be Guy Gardner.
He's
Thor.
He's Thor.
Yeah, no, it's...
He's yeah, too that's Thor. Marvel. He
can't
go
cross
DC.
Over.
No, he cannot. You do not cross over that way.
I'm just saying you can't.
It's like when you, if you were a movie actor and a TV actor, you did one or the other.
Yeah. No, now you cannot cross. Like, I know that. You don't cross those streams. Mm-mm. I'm trying to think.
Fuck, that's the thing, like, can you think Deadpool of a... and, like, Starman be in the same fucking movie.
Arnie Hammer would be a good Hal.
So, you can't have him.
Mm. A good Hal? Just bring Ryan Reynolds back.
No. No, I don't want him.
He kind of crossed streams, didn't he?
Well, no, like him, Ben, and the guy who is Superman, and...
Oh, Brandon Routh?
Yeah, because he's the Atom now, and he's really good as Atom.
Yeah, he's really
the
good.
Season 2 of Legends of Tomorrow grew on me. After, like, with Season 2, it's gotten better. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. I'm trying to, I can't think of a good, honestly, I can't think of, like, a, like, any white actor, to be honest. Like, not to be that guy, but y'all fucking look alike when you're famous. Like, any famous white guy, square-jawed, kind of scraggly, can wake up and have good bed hair, like, name every white actor ever, you know? Like, being real, think of any of them, they all have, like, a look to them. They'll end
up being Keanu Reeves, probably.
No. Keanu Reeves, John Wick, dude.
Yeah, he can't cross streams.
Oh, John Wick 2 is going to be so good. They're going to kill his second puppy.
No, they're not.
That's Pitbull, dude. I have wait never for this, so. Straight... He could have been murdering people as a villain, and I would have been like, nah, he's justified.
Yeah.
That dog dying, I'm like... Whatever he does is completely justified. He could punch a child in the face.
If I had watched the movie like without you prefacing the dog dying so much, I would have been more sad. Like, I was sad that the dog died and shit, but I think I had built it up so much because you're like, the dog dies and you roll a single man tear, and then everything you ever loved dies inside your mind.
And then he justifies it with murder of everyone.
And so I watched the movie and I was like, man, I'm sad that dog died, but not nearly as sad as you guys like built it up to be. And I think had I watched it before that, I would have been just sad as you guys. I would have been fucking great. I would have been like, ooh.
When we saw it in the theater, though, you don't know that's coming.
Knew it was coming because of YouTube.
But the trailer doesn't do anything. You're not like, oh, his dog dies in the trailer. You watch the movie, so we're sitting there and we're just like, movie. Kill them. All of them. Every one of them.
The best part about that movie...
mom could have been in there. The Russian's mom could have been like, baking cookies? Das bedanya? Bang! Like, and I'd have been like...
RuPaul?
No, that's cool. I straight would have been like, no, that's legit.
The best part of that movie is like, oh, he has the skills, and he's gonna murder all of them.
Now, I will say the only thing of that movie I didn't like, and I don't feel was necessary.
The kid?
No, him doing the whole thing in the chair when he goes, people keep asking me if I'm back. Well, I am. Didn't need to be needed. That, he could have been silent.
That's a Keanu Reeves movie. No, but I'm saying
I feel like the scene would have been better, other than his inability to act, to sit there silently and then, but continue being that character, not breaking the tone. Just where the few words he says, and he's like him just sitting there. The guy goes on his villain monologue. You know, he's like, I got you now, blah, blah, blah. And him just go, you done? Boom. And then he gets killed by the guy, you know, the friend or whatever.
Yeah.
That would have been beautiful. That right there, I'd have been like, all my money's always for Keanu Reeves. Always.
I love
right
that
there.
There's a whole...
like the thing the you're like, bad guys do not hang out in fucking clubs. Bad guy clubs.
And it's okay. Nobody fucking does shit in that club.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very much like a supervillain bar where all those, like in Marvel and DC, they have the bars. Yeah. Well, not even the Legion of Doom. Like in DC and Marvel, have the bars where the villains go and hang out. Like in the episode of Justice League.
Yeah.
Like
I was thinking Justice the animated League. Series where they're playing poker together,
talking about their fucking Batman. Yeah, the almost had him. Or when fucking Flash, Orion, and Batman find Trickster. Because they're like the rogues are trying to take out Flash, and Trickster's in the bar, and he's like, you're off your meds again, aren't you? You got me again, Flash! Like, it's like the greatest. He's like, I'll go. I got you.
Speaking of the animated series, that fucking Paul Dini book, and you're reading about how he got beat up, and you're like, oh man, all the.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I heard it on.
It's fucking good.
No, but have you read the book?
The book. Dude,
I have it. If you want to borrow that too,
yeah,
because I know you fucking read the books. Not into it.
Man tier, maybe, right?
Not man tier.
Not man tier.
But it like hits something deep inside
like
you,
like you weep.
No, not you.
He kind of figured out like Man, he's shit. My life.
He puts a series of words together that cause you to like man emote. Like you have an emotion, but as a guy, yeah, like as a guy, you take a deep breath and hold it. You take it, and it's there. And you're like, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a. You're like, I couldn't express the words he said, but like if a girl was like, "Why do you feel this way?" and you go, and you find the page and go, that, whatever that. That. Whatever, and then they read it, and then they're like, oh, and you're like, that. I that. Whatever that is, that.
To preface it for those who are listening, Paul Dini was a writer on Batman the Animated Series. He did some Animaniac shit.
And Tiny Toons.
He also did Tiny Toons. I fucking love Tiny Toons. And he was going on a series of dates, and he went with out on a date with this amazingly hot girl who also didn't see it as a date. And he was kind of bummed, but whatever. He's walking home, and he gets mugged. And it's kind of a book he wrote himself, like, wondering why the Batman wasn't there. Like,
It's
not even put out by DC. It's put out by Dynamite.
It's Vertigo. It's Dynamite and Vertigo. Because it's very... Is it Dynamite and Vertigo? The material is really raw. It's a very personal story in a way that you see...
It's a real-world book that he wrote in comics.
Yeah, you... I imagine you, amongst all of us other than myself, again, you use your comic books to relate reality because we're bad at it, right? It's that. It's that coping mechanism done through the same lens, so you're not like, oh, I get the morality tale.
Real life make me feel...
All of his emotions are expressed as villains.
Yeah, every now and then, like, the Joker pops up and he's like, bet you wish Batman was here because...
But done just like that. Like, the way he's like, I bet if that Dark Knight was here, he could have done something since you're a little pissant. And you're
when he's talking
to... funny man.
He's talking to the girl like other villains are coming in and being like, you're a piece of shit, Baldini. You're like, never going to get this girl.
It is very self-reflective that it's the things you tell yourself, but through the lens of these villains doing it. So, like, Poison Ivy being, like, that unattainable, like, poison thing. Where he's like, the girl is this. She's like, she never wanted you, though. You got the idea in your head she wanted you. She never at any point said it. That's on you, fucko. Straight up. And you're like, fuck, you just got told by psychos. Like, this bitch kills people by kissing them. And she's like, I have a morality tale. You're a dick.
Which way going back to Batman and Robin? I thought plastic lips were a thing for the longest time.
Totally not on topic. And of all people, it's funny that I'd be the one bringing it up. Today is the games for the thing for the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Was the final game?
Yeah, it's the NFC and the NFC
playoffs.
Games.
Those the championships playoffs, things.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Which we're gonna be recording on Super Bowl day, by the way.
That's great. Patriots fucking going to the fucking Super Bowl.
No, hold on. I think so. I know the Falcons are going.
Oh no! I just got
the Patriots are like, raping the fucking Steelers right now.
Yeah, no,
dude.
I got
it
on the news. 36-17.
Is it done now?
Yep. Four minutes ago, Patriots are in the fucking
because,
Super Bowl again.
Yes, the Patriots and the Falcons. Yeah. I hope the Falcons win because I hate the Patriots.
I'll
that
be 100% real. A part of me genuinely feels that if you did the math and you look at it in the weird big picture thing,
you can count how many times they cheat.
Not just
that, you mean by the way the Steelers fucking hotel fire alarm went off this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning?
But the election, but the elections and political turmoil tends to be the year
that was
the
last podcast,
no,
dude.
No, I'm saying, but when things like that happen,
I mean, the Patriots
always make it to the Super Bowl every time. Anytime there's some kind of like America's angry thing, whatever has happened, Patriots make it to the
9/11. They made it to the Super Bowl,
and we were recovering the year after.
And the Saints,
no, we have solidarity.
The Saints won the same time.
Fuck the Saints
year.
Saints,
the Saints won during Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not saying
fuck
but
the
I'm
Saints that year
saying.
Because that was when the Vikings went to the NFC playoffs or the championship game, and they were taking hits off, and they took out Brett Favre. They fuck them.
No,
fuck the Saints every year from
I'm
then
just,
on.
No,
like,
I'm just saying, though.
Just so drinking rum every episode.
I'm just saying,
you get angry.
The level of coincidence
was a fucked up
is
year,
a little is a little sketchy, is all I'm saying. In terms of, if you look at
how you bring money in.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, if you look at the big picture, if you go how the NFL pans out.
Well, and Brady
world
was
events.
Out the first four games this year,
and they
still,
and
they still just dominated the shit.
Which is the most irritating thing on the planet, if I ever watched football. Because I didn't. There is nothing more entertaining then working, and then the other guys from the other like companies and stuff going, dude, did you see the game last night? I go, nope. And they go, you didn't get a chance to watch it? Are you going to watch like highlights? I don't want to spoil it. I go, oh, God, no, I just don't fucking care about football. And the look they give me is like, no, I fuck babies. So, you know, that's normal. Like, they treat it like that. They're like,
you fucking Sophie's Choice football in life.
Yeah. They're like, so you don't like football? I'm like, God, no. Like, I was like, I fucking hate football.
I like the Bengals because they got Tiger
Tiger. No, I tell them. I go, I was like, you want to know the extent that I like football? I like the Bengals. And they're like, why? I'm like, they're an underdog team, and I like Tigers. That's it. There's,
I mean, they make the playoffs things, every year, and then they're out in the first
but
round. That's
but they're underdog. They never really have a chance, but they always do their best and try. I don't know how they did this season. I don't care on any actual or fake level how they did. I just know that they are not in the Super Bowl.
5-11.
I know the Seahawks are your guys' team, but did you see Earl Thomas like call out the Patriots? Like, if you guys were in a real division, it wouldn't you wouldn't be running over everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody came by and like, Rams, Cardinals, 49ers. Your division blows.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the person you're talking about, but I know those teams.
Earl Thomas is on the fucking Seahawks. He called out the Patriots, said, hey, you guys wouldn't be doing so well if you were in a real division. And the NFC West is fucking awful. Like, Seahawks are really the only decent team on the fucking NFC West.
So for him to talk shit is kind of
ironic. Kind of bullshit.
Yeah, you're like, have you not seen the teams you've played? One of those?
Rams, Cardinals, 49ers. The 49ers are one win above the Browns.
No, they had two wins.
And the Browns had one.
Oh, that's right.
The Browns won at the end of the season against the Steelers. And the Steelers are in the championship game tonight.
But they lost.
And they lost.
Oh, they lost hard because Tom Brady is like, did you forget? Tom Brady.
No, what he did, he goes, didn't you forget? I live in New England where they pay for things. They don't earn them. We pay for them. I am wholeheartedly on a real world level of conspiracy that the Patriots are a team not just bought. Like, they have been paid for. 100%. Like it is 100% a scam for the NFL that those wins are, like, the way those games play out is for that. When you look at the events of what happens in this country, on any level, the teams of those cities tend to do well. They just do. An event happens, then they're like, oh, they win. And yeah, you could argue, like, teams doing stronger, they want to, you know, city and state pride, and I get it. But when shit goes south, or it's an election year, Patriots win. Every time when people are like, America? Patriots win.
Wait till like Bill Belichick retires or dies of a heart attack. That's not going to happen.
He won't. No, they're gonna preserve him like they did with Walt Disney and feed him Cuban babies.
Yeah. Walt Disney.
And he'll sustain off Cuban children. And because that's how the rich live, is off the poor. So he'll just eat Cuban children, which make him stronger in his robot body. And then he will always lead the Patriots and Robo Brady into another championship of 2037.
Fuck Robo.
That's
Brady.
Just science.
There's parts of me that like cries. Don't care.
That fucker cries on like, he's such a bitch. I'm like, you're such a.
Sometimes
baby.
I don't care how few listeners we get. I fucking love talking to you guys. Like, whatever we record, it, we put it on the internet.
I
love talking to you guys.
I mean, I know I'm the only one who whores us out on the face space, but you know that's whatever.
That's your job.
It's a job I like doing, to be honest. I totally like, anytime there's a new episode up, it's like 6 in the fucking morning, and I'm like, letting the world know.
I always feel obligated to share it, too. I'm just like, I gotta share.
Yeah, other people would do that. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris, for doing with the work.
I'm not naming names. Jarrell, Jacob, Justin.
Hey, the J's stay solid.
Sorry, I spent all that time putting the fucking...
Hey, whatever.
The J's stay together, and we don't do that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
All I'm saying, you don't have to do anything. You can hit share. All I'm saying, I post a thing, just hit the share button. That's all I'm asking.
But then it just shares the link. It doesn't post what you said.
I don't care. Yeah, it does. As long as it's shared.
I like posting what you said. Because
then do copy post.
Yeah.
Just copy post. Then you do a thing on it, and then the internet sees it.
Too many clicks for him.
I know, right? Folk forbid, you got to tap your screen 3 times.
First world problems, bitch.
I've got a 2-time limit.
I hate you so much.
A 2-time limit.
You can only double tap.
God, I hate you so much. Baby. fucking, I hate so hard. Fucking, no,
dude, you know what that was? That was Shooter Gavin.
Yeah, Shooter Gavin.
He shits for breakfast.
You eat shit for breakfast?
The most clever joke that's not underappreciated, but not appreciated enough. Is shit for breakfast?
I believe it's appreciated just enough. No.
Because, yeah. I mean, at the time, you're like, haha, that's funny. But that's so clever that you're like, fuck, that shit's clever. Because if you wish at the time when you were younger, like, you watch that and you see it, and you're like, I've had a moment in my life where I should have said that. Like, the equivalent to that where someone goes, I'm going to make a stupid-ass statement. But you're so riled up that your response isn't as good, and you're like, if I just said you eat pieces of shit for breakfast,
that's because you came up, the day. You came up with the proper response 2 hours later.
Yeah.
When you were by yourself, yeah, you're like, I should have said that. Like,
I should have said that.
Fuck.
But I'm just saying, like, how great, like, in middle school, people are beefing. He's like some bully, whatever, lunchroom people here go, hey, pieces of shit like you for breakfast. And you've been like, and you're worried when you could have just been like, you eat pieces of shit for breakfast? But you say it in a questionary tone, like, I don't know if it's okay to admit that.
Yeah, you probably should keep that to yourself.
Like, don't you need to see a doctor about that? Like, something where everyone would go, oh! So if you get decked, you're like, worth it. Like, it just makes it so much more worth it, is all I'm saying.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
And then when you're laying there, what do you got to say about that? I still don't eat shit. Blah!
The last word.
Yep. But I have Justin for my enforcer, so those things don't happen to me. Yeah.
I mean, you would if Justin came around every now and then.
No, when we go out and if I'm drinking, because everybody else is busy, and the rare occasion I ever, and I mean rare to the point of like a unicorn farts rainbows more often than I go out now. But when we would go out, and I'd go out, and we'd hang out, and Justin would be like, and we'd have a conversation about something, or someone would have. We'd
last time I went out was with you and Lawrence Krause. So
yeah, I know, it's been a minute. Yeah. But we would go out, and then like someone would ask a question, and then he would be like, why do you just say exactly how you feel? Like, you're going to piss someone off every time you say it. Like, someone's going to get mad at the things you say. And I'm like, but I have you, and I don't care. I don't care anyway.
Well, he doesn't know. I'm going to let him take a couple hits.
But, well, yeah. But then you'll step
no,
in.
No, he knows. Like, he knows who you are, Justin.
You'll let the first hit connect.
If he can't, and then take a hit, dodge it. So.
No, but it's one of those, like, we have been.
What happened to you, Chris? Said some shit, and then Justin let a couple in before I took over.
Because, like, I have no problem having to defend myself. But you can totally see the difference of me being out, having a conversation with somebody, versus me hanging out with Justin, having a conversation with somebody. They don't get as uppity as quick because Justin just sits there and hangs out and enjoys his drink because he just sits there. And the presence he gives off is, he's my friend. I'm not your friend. Is all it gives off. And I can just sit there and be like, you said a stupid thing. I will respond because you're an idiot.
Now, Justin, if he's hanging out with all three of us, Chris gets twice as cocky.
He does.
Which is saying a lot, because I already don't give a fuck, so to make that worse is
I'm
never...
I'm so excited for my bachelor night, man. Oh my
no,
God.
Because it's not like
what
I go...
What are we doing that night, by the way?
I don't know yet. I think
Can that be public?
I don't.
I have some Tannerite, and so we're going to go blow some shit up with
that
the gun
TV.
Okay.
And then probably go drinking.
Okay. Now...
How much illegal stuff do you want to do?
Hold on. No, hold on.
You're not invited.
No,
okay.
No.
You really
you
need to bring Justin
anyone,
into this.
You need anyone in any experience.
How much?
Justin. He needs to be there for one.
To keep us all safe?
Sure. But no experience is complete. That's an extreme experience, and this is 100% real without him. I know this.
He doesn't want me to go. That's fine.
I know this through... Not just experience, but I have been in experiences where I've been like, man, if Justin was here, it would have been better.
You know what we did on my bachelor party? We lit off fireworks 20 feet from the fucking Washington State Patrol.
Is that after you got rode around?
Huh?
Is that after you
got rode around? Yeah, it was after the strip club there.
Okay.
Like, Justin is a must-have.
You had a boring party, but that's okay. Yeah.
You guys took me there.
Yeah. We were trying to be polite for you. That was Sean. No, yeah. No, other people made that difficult to deal with. But, no, when we
all went out. I had a lovely time because you guys took me to my first strip club experience. The second time I went to the strip club, man, it's oddly sad. You're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. You're like, go to medical school. Get out. Because
I went to Travis's strip club or bachelor party at the same strip club. I'm like, this is oddly sad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Way more than it should be.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I'm here for boners, and they're just like,
nope.
No.
No. Yeah. No, if you have Justin with you, I have more insane, like, holy fucking shit moments.
Like when we tried breaking into the fucking train that was a dentist's office.
Yeah. See? That's true. We tried to break into a pool on Kessler's birthday party slash Super Bowl party.
We would have got in if we would have went around the fucking other side.
We tried to break in. No, Justin, none of us wanted to get arrested when there's a security camera going, what you guys doing? Being recorded on me?
No, the only ones that wanted to go was Travis, and Sheena.
And oh, you mean the rational, not as completely drunk people?
Or there's when we were downtown and Justin's like, there's my Subaru. I wish I'm going to go home and get the keys. So that I can take my Subaru out for one last ride.
He sold the Subaru.
He still had the keys.
He had the keys.
I still have a spare key.
Yeah. So he saw it and was like, I could get it back. Do you see how you're like, that's the best worst thing ever. Yeah. See?
Or
you need him with you.
When we
you
were
just
at, not Fast Eddie's, it was before Baracho's Tacos was in there, and we were in the game room, and they're like, I want that snowboard. It was a sled. It was a kokanee sled.
They stole a kokanee sled off, because so like the bar was like a floor. It was like a full floor.
And
down
then there
to
was
the
a,
alley.
There was a game room off to the side.
So we
that
were in
wasn't
the game room. They wanted the sled, and so they took it off the wall.
And put it through the window.
Put it through the crack in the window like they
downstairs.
Broke it. And so, dude, shut up. So he goes, you guys go downstairs. They go, and he's like in the window. Like we're like, and they're like. And then, like, the bartender comes back, you guys want drinks? No, man, we're good. Totally cool, man. Not even a thing.
And as Justin and I are, like, playing the motorcycle game, like, this is cool. We're playing
video
games.
Yeah, we're all just hanging out, doing nothing. Yeah. They don't even notice it. Like, oh, we're done. Cashing out. And we cash out. And everyone goes. And we leave walking down the street with a snowboard.
I believe what we're trying to say, Robert, is that every
Justin.
Experience is better with is, Justin. Is,
so I might get a snowboard on my bachelor party?
For real.
It was a sled.
That's not even...
it was a snowboard.
It was a snowboard.
I thought it was a sled.
No, the sled was
a was a kokanee fucking, like...
No, it was a toboggan.
It was, yeah.
The
it
toboggan,
was a toboggan.
Toboggan-like
sled.
Metal
yeah.
blades.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, like Rosebud. Like, level, but drunk. And blah, blah, blah.
And it said kokanee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything I want, you can get for me?
What do you want?
Don't.
Why? Because I'm going to mess
up
your life.
You're not going to remember it.
No.
He's going he to fucking Allen this in the hangover.
Unless he wants to.
No, you would end up being on the roof of the bar while we all go out and go, oh, fuck, where's Robert? The next morning. 100% hangover. I'm telling you.
Interrogating a guy named Doug.
If we don't,
as long as I don't
Doug.
Lose the
team, the other Doug.
I just not.
Yeah. No, we like, if we can have one rational person, you, while we're all out and about. If you
Robert, I know it's your party, but this is happening.
Let him go. Let him go. And you will be like, I don't even remember half of it.
It'll be 15%
better. I won't wander
off.
Yeah,
don't. Oh, he has a knack. Oh, you remember. When we all went to Seattle and he wanders off, he does that when you're downtown drinking, by the way. He'll go to another bar, 3 blocks down. We'll be like, where's Justin? Where'd he go?
Then
you'll
show
back,
up at that bar.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Justin!
And he'll be like, what'd you do? And he goes, I just started walking, is the response.
Yeah.
I will get drunk if we're downtown. I will get drunk at, like, to the point which
we always end up at the satellite.
Yeah.
Too.
This many Captain and Cokes in. That's a number. This many.
Yeah, just like
reading rainbow.
Yeah.
Chris is reading rainbowing his hands.
I double fist Captain and Cokes when I can go unhinged. I double fist Captain and Cokes.
Right, cool.
It's rare, but it's fun. But then I'll get drunk, and then the moment someone goes, I'm hungry. I go, I'm going to the satellite. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, get that scrambled, bitch.
Right, and then I'll walk away
with gravy and cheese,
and I don't even care.
And then Chris is like, "Can I get 5 more eggs? And can you like cut up a pancake into it?"
No. I just get the scramble, and I'm like, I want the scramble with gravy.
30% more gravy.
No, and I just go, no.
And I want you to charge me accordingly.
No. You sound. You make me sound like a fat ass. No, I get drunk, and I go. They go, what do you want?
Then can you take half a biscuit and throw it on top?
No, they hand me
because I'm watching my weight. I need half a biscuit on top.
Take the other half and throw it away.
No.
Shove it up your ass.
No.
take half a biscuit and throw it
the
other.
They hand me the menu, like, and they go, do you want the menu? And I go, because I'm drunk,
unless
I go.
Unless it's Captain American guy. He doesn't do that.
Yeah, anymore. Captain American guy doesn't do that because he knows. Who thinks that you two are the opposite people?
All right, The dude like wrote the fucking superheroes on our checks. Like, this is for Green Lantern, this is for Captain America. Cool. Right? Except when Justin goes in the satellite now, he's always Captain America. Yep. This is when Justin and I were a lot closer weight and looked a lot alike. You know what happens when we're at the Spag? Or not the Spag, at Joe's?
You tell him that.
Yeah, people are like, are you guys brothers? And we're like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's that. Yeah.
It amazes people how good Justin and I are at lying to complete strangers.
When they're together, as you see with the podcast, drunk, it's worse. Yeah. But you over-exaggerate, 100%. Because all I do, this is exactly how I go to the satellite. Also, this is what's going to happen.
$30, Jack in the Box.
Then can you add like 5 pieces of bacon? Well, they come in sets of 2. I want 5, asshole.
No. So we'll be out if we're downtown and we're drinking. We're having a good time. Yeah. And then someone mentions food.
We're out of sausage.
And I go, 6 and I'll just be bacon, like, man. And I'll be like, I'm going to the satellite. And then Justin's going to go, dude, we could all go somewhere else. And I go, or shut the fuck up. I'm going to satellite.
To be fair, Chris is right, Justin.
Because you can
I'm
do...
drunk, I want pizza most of the time, so that's the only time I want pizza.
No, you want soda sopa pizza when you're drunk. It's different. No,
Monterey is good.
It is, I'm not hating, but
Monterey
still.
Is good, but it's not the satellite, Justin.
But no. What the thing is, though, is like, I'm not going to stop you from having a good time. And that's why I'm like, I, as an individual human being, am going to the satellite. If you choose to go,
hey,
cool.
Hey, Chris, you see how that shit's like right here?
Waiting for that one, right? Thanks. And I'm like, I'm not gonna like go, we have to go to the satellite. I'm not gonna be some fucking whiny little bitch bat. I'm like, I am going to the satellite. That's what I want, because I'm an individual and I can do what I want.
Like after Gwar.
Yeah.
Which they didn't come this year and I was sad.
That also made me sad. But
did it?
Kinda.
It did, because I thought we were all gonna go.
We were gonna go, yeah, but they didn't come this year.
But
was that really 2 years ago?
Yeah,
that was yeah, because you keep that shirt.
Yeah,
yes, fuck.
But no, but what yes, I ma'am. But what I do is we get drunk and then I go, I'm going to the satellite, and then people like Justin being the one who goes,
and then Justin or Chris runs down the street and
no,
falls in the
no,
street.
No, Justin goes, fell. No, he fell. Justin,
and then
no,
he stepped
Justin.
On my glasses.
You make it sound so bad.
No, that was when we were by the Lincoln Memorial. I'm talking about over by Fast Eddie.
Oh
no.
When Chris fell down on the street. And he's like, and we're all 300 yards behind him.
So, because when we used to go and get drunk, it was stupid, and we'd get dumb. But I get drunk, and I'm like, I'm going to the satellite, and then Justin would be like, you know, we can all go to a different place. We don't have to go to the satellite.
No, it's the
and
satellite.
Then I give him that half-drunk look of like, oh, you're a stupid whore, but just like that, I go, I am an adult. I can go to the satellite. Going to satellite. And then my mission is satellite. And I go in satellite. Oh, cool. If they don't, that ain't a big deal because I'm at the satellite.
Chris doesn't know how he's getting home. He doesn't have Uber.
I don't even care.
He doesn't know how to call a cab. No, he's
like, I'm drunk at that, or
you
I'm that
at least
drunk.
Like last 12 hours on that satellite dinner. Like, it's
so,
good.
And I go in.
Not Chris.
And then when I sit down.
The rest was good.
Well, yeah.
And when I sit there.
They'll walk out of downtown, then stop at Jack in the Box or Wendy's.
Shut your whore mouth.
Or Perkins.
It's
depends
a long
on which way
walk.
He's going home.
I'm hungry.
You want to get some pie?
So I'll sit there. And they'll be like,
the
do you need
pile?
A menu? And then I chuckle when they go, you need a menu? And I go, I don't need that. And I go, I want a satellite scramble, and I want 4 extra eggs, and I want gravy, and I want cheese. All of it. All of it.
Can I get
just
you
like
anything
that,
else?
Like
2 Cap'n Coke.
No. And then they go, do you need anything else? I go, well, I need a Cap'n Coke to drink with it.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah. And, no, and then
and
the bird.
He's digging in his pocket for 5 minutes.
No, that's exactly.
I got it.
And I go here, and I go in, and I got my monies for my food, and then they bring it, and then in absolute, total, the void of silence, you hear not a peep, not a nothing. You
Robert
hear
has
drop.
Been to the satellite yeah, with you,
not
dude.
Not drunk, and then
we
I
were all kind of buzzed.
No,
we only had like 1 or 2
no.
drinks.
That, yeah, and yeah. unlike you, and we can hold our liquor. So we.
That's true. I'm not gonna fucking fight you on it.
So, like, but I'll get absolutely silent, and then I devour it, and then I'll eat whatever you guys don't eat.
Most of the time, it's my meal. So,
because you eat like a fucking child, and don't order off the kids' menu like you should.
When we all went to Gwar, Chris harassed Justin the entire time we were there. Justin's like, "I'm done. I'm full. I'm being a responsible fucking adult." And Chris is like, "Gay," and grabs Justin's meal and just starts. He finished his and half of Justin's. before I was done with like half my shit.
It is terrible, like, because I like I'm working and I'm burning calories like fucking no other on a busy day. Like this last Friday, I had 2 stores, 8 hours. Like that was my fucking day because Walmart and Fred Meyer's and 450 and 500 case loads can suck fucking dick, and I'm trying to crush through them. And like in the summer, that's a normal thing. Like those, like my stores are like that, and then I still have 3 other stores in the day. I would burn so many calories. My watch is like, congratulations, your goal was 700. You did 1100. And I'm like, I am so hungry. And then I'll go, and whenever store I'm at, I'll get, as I'm leaving, I'll get like a box of Hostess cupcakes. Like where they're like 8.
Jesus Christ.
And I'll get in the car.
I was going to buy cupcakes for today.
And then I will devour them.
What happened to the apples, man?
No,
I still ate the apples.
He's balancing things out.
Yeah, I got to balance it out because... because it's the carbs. I need the sugars and the fats.
So you want your fructose and your glucose.
No, 100%. Sugar. No. Like, I am craving.
And he needs 1.5 pounds sugar between the fucking apples and the Hostess cupcakes.
I'm physically craving. Yeah, I'm craving that level of protein. Like, my body needs it.
He doesn't the hit the fucking deli like, and go get some chicken and shit.
No, I do. No. At Fred Meyer's, because the chicken's cheap. And I'll
get. And the Hostess cupcakes.
No, no, I do. Like, I'll get a box of Hostess cupcakes and 4 pieces of chicken. And then between and then in like the 12-minute drive from Fred Meyer's to Albertsons or Yolk's on Trent, I'm just like, drink, drink, drink.
Hey, and Chris, I'll pull up. Have I mentioned like, how excited I am to go to that fucking Christmas party with you next week?
And then I'll
aside from being the guy I know, I just want to watch you. I love watching you eat. How much? Every, you know, the last 2 times Chris and I hung out, he's like, can we go to McDonald's? Or can we go? We gotta go get food on our way home. And we went to Arby's, and he orders $45 worth of food.
No, it was like 20-something.
No, fuck.
Arby's is expensive.
Arby's is expensive, but you shouldn't spend more than
50. Arby's is fine. McDonald's, he ordered like $30.
No, no. You want to know how I know my McDonald's meal?
Because I ordered at the same time.
Triple cheeseburger, meal, right? Sweet tea, 2 McChickens and a McDouble. Because I'm hungry.
No, you got a dessert that night, too.
And not
you
at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You're talking about Jack in the Box.
You're talking about Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is different.
Because we went to
Jack in the Box is $30. Caesar salad.
2 double fudge cakes.
They don't do double fudge cakes. They do lava cakes.
Baconator.
Oh, my bad. I just
Baconator meal.
A lot.
Or the
it's the ultimate cheeseburger.
And a milkshake.
Ultimate cheeseburger with bacon.
Nacho grande.
Don't judge. Okay?
In a goddamn car ride from downtown up judge. Here. Don't
He's judge. Like, you want anything, Jarrell? I'm like, I'm good.
Don't judge.
I'll just have the 4 tacos. That's all I want.
I eat my feelings. I do. When I'm stressed or I'm happy.
You have a lot of feelings.
I do.
And he's the thinnest of all of us, too.
But that's how I cope. I cope with life by devouring it.
No, no. We went to, Zips for, like, me, you, and Sean.
Dude, Zips is expensive.
No. But
which
like,
Sean? Fucking.
Passed away Sean.
But like, we tried going there, and because we heard his buddy, I don't remember his name, that ordered $30 worth of food.
Nah, that was when I told you that Paul.
That was Paul. Yeah,
food.
We tried to.
We tried figuring it out one night. We were so drunk.
We were drunk, and we're like, I need to know how you order $30 at Zips. I'll be real.
Well, no, it was Kathy told you because she was hanging out with Paul and Mandy and Paul ordered
$30. It's actually kind of easy with Zips prices. But
Zips is expensive. Yeah. Like, they're good.
$15.
Yeah. But see, as an individual, it's like, and this is where I don't know if I'm fat because, like, on the inside. Like, I know I eat my feelings and it's probably a thing. Don't fucking glare at me. But I'm being real. I'll go to, like, a place where there's burgers or food in general. Like, I went to Sweeto yesterday, and I had a heavyweight buff chick and a little cheesy...
You fat fuck, dude.
Because I was way hungry.
The heavyweight burritos, like, I get halfway through, I'm like, I'm finished this because I ordered it.
I was eating it, and I'm like, I'm eating it too quick. I need to pace myself because I'm going to eat it all, and I'm going to be sad that I ate it. Shut up, I did. I'm sitting there last night, and I'm like, nom. I'm like, oh, I'm halfway through. I should pace myself.
And the heavyweight burritos fall apart like halfway through. You're just like, it's on my hand.
But my problem was that I wasn't that I was eating it all and I wasn't going to be able to finish it because I'm not a man child like Justin. My problem was that I was eating it too fast and I wanted to enjoy it. and I didn't want to eat it all because, and again, I eat my feelings. I was going to be genuinely sad when I couldn't eat more.
Every time we go out,
I got the little
he
cheesy.
Fucking makes fun of Justin. Yeah, like, he does. I wish you weren't such a child.
Clint made fun of me yesterday because we're going to go to Red Lion tomorrow.
Why? Hey. You're going to get the kids' fucking meal anyway.
See, this is exactly why.
Why are you even going? Just go to fucking...
Because it's fucking delicious.
It is.
Have you been to the Red Lion, though?
Yeah.
That's just good.
I went with him and Clint, and this little fucking pudgy fuck got fucking like a meal.
Fucking
and he got like...
2.5 pounds of fucking
I'm
chicken.
I'm sorry,
and ribs.
You're a fucking bitch. Like,
in the time
I'm
frame,
a grown man.
In the same time
Chris
frame,
has a point. You lost the rib challenge for us.
You
one
did.
Fucking rib.
Hey, that one rib makes you lose.
The rest of us ate that one rib.
Yeah.
You bitched out.
Why didn't you step up and carry for the team?
Why couldn't you just do your job as part of the team?
I already kept up with the two black guys.
Yeah.
It was fat guys versus black guys, dude. And the fat guys lost because you're a bitch.
Yeah.
They're black. Come on now.
You're fat. Like, by definition, you're supposed to be able to
eat
that.
But it's in your nature, though.
We gotta go do rib challenges.
Oh. So it's in our nature, but you're just nurtured into being fat.
Exactly.
Then.
As a podcast, the five of us need to go to fucking...
To fat
why?
For privilege.
Yeah. Fat
exactly.
Privilege.
That's the whole purpose of this. And I'm okay with it.
Fat privilege.
And I'm okay with it.
It
oh,
is.
God. I would join any anti-that, even if it was Donald. Like, anyone going, it's fat privilege. I can look the way I want to look.
It is pancake time at IHOP right now.
Fuck pancakes.
Pancakes.
I could have kept going.
Do tacos or like...
No. No.
The Jack in the Box taco.
You lost tacos.
I did.
Right.
Because they're disgusting.
Robert, were you there
fuck.
For the Jack in the Box taco challenge?
No, I wasn't.
We ate a lot of tacos and it was gross.
There's nothing
that's
more disgusting.
That's the first time Chris came in last place.
Have you had 10
yeah.
Taco Bell tacos?
Yeah,
no, not
or
Taco Bell.
Box?
Jack in the Box.
Like, fuck that. This shit's gross.
I won
I
that
stopped
one.
At 10.
You won the donut challenge,
to
too.
I won the donut challenge, too.
Yeah, enjoy that one. Like, there are titles that I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Man.
Pancakes was the first one I lost.
Pancakes.
And the rib challenge.
Bad. I only felt bad because I was like, I should have got more eggs because I couldn't get the taste of pancake out of my mouth.
Dude, it was
and
hard
eggs
to chew.
Aren't filling.
So are we?
Like, yeah.
Are we gonna go do the fucking rib challenge as a podcast?
If we do, we should have snap on the way back.
Yep.
I won't rent a truck this time either. So
yeah.
Well, you were renting the truck because your car was
no,
in the
I'm
shop
just,
all the time.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to have
Justin tried driving us off a cliff.
I don't want any of us to well, because ribs make you tired.
Well, yeah, you also do. Don't tell me to look that way. So
wait.
You don't turn the car when you look!
So, we're up at Palisades Park before it was just closed off.
I hate you.
We're in Justin's rental truck, which is way
it
big
was.
Of a truck for him to be driving. And the
you can put
the
two
road
cars in it.
Drives along a cliff, right?
It's a, he's in, we're in a big Sierra, but like not like a regular. It's dually wheeled back. Like, the thing's a
extended
fucking
cab.
Beast.
I don't think it was dual wheel.
No,
it wasn't dual wheel.
Or was it just
it,
extended
I had
cab?
I had an extended cab, but it was like,
okay, yeah,
it was, like
it was all of us in the
bed,
back.
Though.
Because
the
Doc and I were in back because you're a fucking shotgun bitch. You're sitting
hey,
up front.
Hey, 10 pounds of ribs.
And
if my ass can run and make
hop
it.
In.
There was, that so. Was hilarious.
It was the saddest run for the front seat. It's like, shotgun, first one to make it. And
you know when you see the slow-mo where the music plays like the, it was that, but really sad.
Chris kind of fell
it
into
was,
the
yeah,
truck.
Yeah, it was like if the truck wasn't there, I would have biffed it and been like, and dibs. Because it was first to touch the truck.
Yeah,
worst idea ever, because I wanted to throw up so bad. But again, to show how fat I am on the inside, I didn't want to lose those ribs. Because I would have been hungry again. I know me. I eat
so...
a lot. I love food.
Chris goes, man, that's really fucking beautiful. Look. And he's talking to me in the dock.
We all look because, you know, we
Justin's
oh,
like,
I look. I don't turn the car.
Justin
just,
looks.
No, he looks.
Steers
he goes,
the truck
no.
towards the cliff.
Yeah.
No, there's a turn coming up and I just.
No, didn't. There was not. It was going the other direction. No. We were going the other direction. We needed to go right. You tried to go left. Guess what was left? Gravity.
It was a cliff.
We're and like, that's a beautiful view. And he goes, yeah. And we're like.
Justin almost drives us off a fucking cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
To be fair, with the size of that truck, the truck would have made it. The mountain would not have.
We wouldn't
that thing
have.
Was huge.
You know how old car, like, You know how crumple zones work, right?
No, I know exactly what the Sierra looks like.
Okay, it's amazing. But you know how crumple zones work. They crumple, the energy gets transferred to the truck and not to you.
The opposite goes for the Sierra.
When we were rolling down that fucking hill in our death spiral, the energy would have somehow been transferred to us.
It being our luck.
Well, you would have been flew out and smashed.
The truck would have crumpled on time.
But we would have all been like, it didn't do its job. Son of a bitch, Justin. And he'd be like, you told me to look. As his last words, just be like, blame's on you. And die so we can't get
you
him.
You guys heard about 4th of July passing, or 4th of July pass closing
when
this weekend,
when
right?
When you would send that text, right?
That like, we got that no day, fucking freight.
Later that day, like I was on Facebook and I saw what caused it. A semi straight got murder raided.
Five semi trucks crashed.
Yeah.
Three in one crash, two in the other. One guy had to get cut out of his truck.
Which, for real,
he
like metal?
That was on Snoqualmie when we got all that freezing rain. That wasn't this.
This dude got pinned. Like,
this guy got pinned in his truck.
Were like underneath.
Yeah, they had
inside.
To have surgeons come in and remove.
They had to cut his leg off to get him out of there.
Dude, that is so metal. That is so metal.
That picture where the guy's crushed between two trucks.
Yeah.
That was on Snoqualmie on Tuesday when we got all that freezing rain.
Crazy. Dude had no, like, real injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
minor bruises and
you
cuts.
Gotta love probability where you're like, yay. Knowing there's, like, that metal bar, like, half
but
an
he
inch
doesn't
from
do
his
any
junk
extreme
or
sports
no,
ever again.
No, he didn't. He goes, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna make a sandwich with a butter knife.
The week before at Spokane Produce, two semi-trailers collided together, like, in the parking lot with a guy in between them.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, I heard about it while I was at one stop, and then I drove by Spokane Produce, and the cops are still there, like, this is a bad situation.
We were all waiting for, like, with all the pepper trucks, we've been waiting, you know, like, for some shit to go down. With the way it had snowed in Oregon and stuff, we had, like, late trucks.
Yeah.
And so we didn't get
any... Well, I heard the Pullman driver got stuck twice.
Yeah, but we didn't get, well, not the drivers for the stores, but... For our freight to
oh,
get.
Oh, yeah, you're like, you're down.
We didn't get any pepper and Ruby Red Squirt at all for like a week.
Because Snoqualmie and Yakima were both closed.
Yeah. Stores were like, where is it? Like, we can't get it. It's on trucks that can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't control the pop. I am not Papa Dias, the god of soda. Like, I don't fuck off. Like, they were mad. Like, what? You fucked my daughter. Mad.
So all that freezing rain was Tuesday. Back. We didn't get trucks Wednesday. We didn't get trucks Thursday. And people are like, where's my box? I'm like, it's in fucking California.
Yeah.
Because trucks aren't moving right now.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's so frustrating.
There's no truck freight right now. Like, and then warehouses I would show up to, they're like, we're sending people home early because we got no freight.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming in.
All our loads for like a week were just like, you would see it and you're like, this should have like a third more than this. Like 100%. Like, there's not all of this here. You would like we had at one of my yokes. There was no pepper at all, and it holds like.
And you guys got fucking slammed on Friday, didn't you?
Again,
yeah,
450 and 500 case load. I had three stores, and they were like, "Yeah, we're gonna take that third one." I normally have like five or six.
I was on call yesterday.
Loads were,
I didn't want to be on call.
Yeah. No, they were like, "Yeah, you're only gonna be doing two because that's a lot." But I'm like, I know. Like, I am fully fucking aware. I'm the one in the store.
Well, in Walmart and Yokes, or Walmart and Fred Meyer just drop shipments, right? Like, the big trucks drop them off, and then you put them away?
Yeah. Oh, no, and that's how it is at all my stores, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, all my stores are that way. But it takes so long to get it fucking scanned in and shit between, like, Fred's and Walmart that's almost an hour itself. It's
what do you mean?
So, like, the truck comes in. And then the driver has to come in, and then the driver has to scan all the way Fred Meyer
like
works.
Make scan sheets and shit?
Yeah, well, like, at Fred Meyer's, the driver has to scan the entire load. Then the receiving clerk has to do it again to double check it. Takes an hour's worth of time for individual bottles. And
Petro's
all the
same way, dude.
They have to go through all those. Walmart comes in, they look at the sheet, and they go, scan flavor. Boom, 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 boom. And they'll scan all the flavors, and they'll be like, so like, Ruby Red Squirt, 6. Boom, for the 12 packs. Boom. They'll be like, Diet Sunkist, boom. Takes no time at all. It's both of them going, I have the sheet, you have this product, bam, bam, bam. Fred's is, you do it all, I do it all. Takes an hour-ish at Fred's to just get your shit in.
Wow.
Yeah. fucking. Ooh,
Fred Meyer sucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Anytime I see a billboard or an ad on, like, Hulu, yeah, and they're like, Fred Meyers is fresh and cheap. And I'm like, go fuck your mom, Fred Meyers. All of you. Fred Meyers, fuck yourself. All of it.
Walmart's. Please. Walmart's just shitty.
Nah, Walmart, not as bad. Walmart, I will take any Walmart over any Fred Meyers. And I hate shopping at Walmart.
Any experience I've had at Walmart, like.
No, Shopko's just depressing.
Okay.
Shopko,
yeah,
Shopko,
you were telling us about Shopko.
Shopko had a 10-case load this last week. They get one a month.
Wow.
10-case.
Really?
Doing business.
We count a case as 2 12-packs in terms of size, or a case of 20-ounce pops that holds like 25.
Okay.
They got a 10-case load. They get one about once a month.
That's because nobody shops at Shopko.
No, they don't. If you do, you murder yourself. They are a giant suicide booth. No one wants to be at Shopko. That's real. That's not even being like dark and being a dick. Fuck Shopko. It's depressing. You go in and you're just like, you take your job way too seriously for wanting to kill yourself. They have the level of seriousness of a Fred Meyers, and you're like, don't. Like, you're not a real place anymore. Like, it's not 1994. No one cares.
Yeah.
Back when Shopko was cool.
Yeah. Like, you're not cool anymore.
Next
no.
Target.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather deal with animals all day at this point. Because I'm like, at least the animals do something. And when they're mad, it's legit. Not like, I'm mad because I got to play at a forklift. I'm like,
I'm fucking sitting there broken leg. Of course they're pissed.
Yeah. Like, that's legit, you know? And I have to deal with people who
I'm
are
cutting
like,
their tail off. Yeah, you'd be pissed
be
too.
Yeah. I have to deal with people who are mad because they're like, I work a job where semis show up and then drop off boxes and it makes me mad because it comes in. I'm like, then change your job.
Receiving people are the worst people on the fucking planet, right?
Hands down.
My God. Nobody's grumpier than a receiving clerk.
Grumpy isn't even the word. It's like a fucking, this is going to sound way sexist, but we're men, so it's a very guy thing about it. It's like a 16-year-old girl in the middle of her fucking period with her best friends and they're all in sync. Like, it is.
And you come in.
No.
They are all that way. They all come in and they're just, meh, bleh, it's good. And you're just like, holy, why did they ship this? Why? It is just my job to do this part. I don't know. And frankly, I don't give a fuck why they sent it. My job is to put it away. And I'm like, if you don't want it, don't fucking accept the load. Takes 2 fucking seconds to be like, we refuse the load. Our problem is solved.
All right, here's my problem I'm having right now. You're too fucking late. I'm like, I just got off my dock.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
I just got off my dock. Mm-hmm. You're my fourth stop. Well, why aren't we first? Because I don't want to backtrack all day.
Dude, that.
Then they're like, well, we were going to refuse, or we were going to send you back and just tell you to come tomorrow. I go, I'm not playing that game. You can either accept it or refuse it, and it'll go back to the fucking shipper.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
You have to put your foot. Weirdly, it's like you. It's like dealing with a toddler.
You have to tell him.
You have to put your foot down.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you try not to. You try to be cool in this business, but they sit there.
Do
they
not
think
want their product then?
No. What they want.
It's a power game.
No. So what they do is they like, well, the girl that's putting this away is only going to be here till 3:30. I'm like, well, it's here now. You can take it or you can refuse it.
Uh-huh.
Fine, we'll fucking take it.
But you have to do that.
Because if they refuse it, it goes all the way. It goes back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't want that shit on my truck all day. You can either take it or you can refuse it, and it'll go straight back to the shipper. I'm not dealing with your bullshit.
Yeah.
And they get pissy. This specific receiver called in on me. They're like, he's too late. And then they tried telling on me, and FedEx was like, it was on time. Don't quit being a bitch.
No, and that is the one interesting thing. And it's the same with Pepper.
Like, it's here.
When I get
stop.
Like my salesman will call, and if like I'll be like just this last Friday, I had to do Fred Meyer's 450, Walmart was 5. If it's like store reversal, if I have to do Walmart versus then Fred's, I show up at Fred's by the time I get there, it's like 10 o'clock. Because I'm doing 500 cases and then I'm going over there.
Yeah.
And they're like, what took you so long? You're late. And I'm like, I just had to do Walmart and it was 500 cases. And they're like, well, what took so long? I'm like, do you see that it is just me doing this? I'm like, you know, and at first I'm like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, you know, you're not my only store, right? Like, I walk in, and they're like, you're late. We are almost not going to accept it. I'm like, that's not my problem. If you don't want the product out, that's on you. You can call my salesman, and then you can call my boss and go, hey, even though he has other stores to hit, he didn't hit us first, and we're throwing a tantrum. And handle it that way, and they'll tell you to get over it, and you just won't get the load, and then you don't have the product for your display. So get over it. Yeah. Like, you have to be a dick, but to a degree to where you know they're not going to call your bluff and call you in. Because it'll go,
yeah. It could go very wrong. Yeah, it could go fast. Way wrong.
But if you do it right, you could be just like, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, if you have a problem with this, they'll be like, why is it 500 cases? You told my salesman that he could go a little over because you had a display. But why 500? Because he's Fred. You give him an inch, he takes the cookie, he fucks your cat, and steals your wife. That's what this man does. And I tell him, that's what he does.
That's you my understanding it. Of Fred.
That
dude.
Is Fred. Fred order, the way Fred orders, he'll be like, well, you guys have 4 for $11. Good deal on 12 packs, right? And it's like, well, do you want me to order a little extra for the display? The moment you go, he goes, well, it would be best because you'd rather have the product over the weekend than not. You're right. We'll order a little bit more.
200 Fred orders extra a cases. Shitload more, yeah.
Just 200 more. That's 400 individual 12 packs, by the way, in terms of cases. And because it'll show like cases, 96. Those are in increments of 2. So you can get, that's
48.
And so when you're mathing and you're like, I hate you, Fred.
192.
Yeah. And I'll sit there with Fred. And like in the morning, he goes, well, you have a little bit of extra at Fred Meyer's and Walmart. And I didn't mean to say it out loud. But he goes, you'll have a little bit at Fred Meyer's and Walmart. And I go, now how much is a little bit, Fred? Like a real little bit? Or fuck you, it's Friday, Fred. Like, is that what I'm going to get? And he's like, it's going to be, it's a fuck Fred Friday. Load. You're going to have like 2 full pallets at each place for extra 12 packs. I'm like, oh, okay, go fuck yourself, Fred. I just gotta fucking own it. Yeah. So when I get to the stores, they're like, why is there this many? You let him. Tell him no. That's not on me.
Yeah.
Like Fred Meyer's just this last week, they were like, hey, so your U-boat, like, you know, the big old carts and they bring out product and shit. Ours there has all our miscellaneous and our Snapples and shit. Well, they decided, they were like, well, no, we want it to be filled with 12 packs, and then your backstock, which is literally the width of this chair that we can put product that goes up maybe 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're like, we want all your miscellaneous there, and then the U-boat full of 12 packs, and it's supposed to be our miscellaneous, like the company paid for it. That's what its purpose is. And they're like, so we're going to have you change that. You're gonna get rid of all of that and put it here. And I go, no, I'm not. Like the store director is like, you're going to do that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to have to put all my miscellaneous on the back wall. It's going to go above your red line because they have a red safety line. Can't go above that. And I'm like, it's my load. You want it all here.
OSHA
it's
not might yell at us.
Yeah. Well, and that's their thing. Like, if it's above this line, OSHA comes in and they're like, oh, that's money on you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not going to pull all that off, put it on this boat to put it out on the shelf when it stays on this boat. It's staying on this boat. And I'm like, well, could we do half and half? Like, if for, like, dude's all fucking high horse, I'm like, I'm not, though. And this is the logical reason. Could we do half and half? Yeah, no, that's fine.
Because they don't expect you to say no.
No, yeah, they don't think I'm going to say no. And I'm like, no. I'm like, and I'll do core flavors, call it good. We'll do that, right? Yeah, they can do that. That's a good idea. We'll go with that. Yeah, you're going to go with that. I don't fucking care.
I got in a fight with one of the big, why are you so fucking late? And I'm like, because I can show up anytime I want. Right?
Yeah. That tone and happens, especially when you're at a certain point of your day. You're like,
and they're like, you need to be here early. I'm like, we have an express service. If you want it here by a certain time, you should send it through the express service. They're like, but that costs money. I'm like,
not your fucking problem.
Yep.
If you want it here at a certain time, you should really go through them. They're great at it.
Yeah. Like, that's their job. Yeah. That's what their purpose is.
Their job is to get here at 10:30. Guaranteed you get your money back if they're not.
Yeah.
But we want it here by this time. Like, you should call them. They're great. Yeah.
No, it's a weird business to be in. Yeah. To be like in the
logistics is fucking weird,
it's
dude.
So they're the angriest people on the planet.
And receiving personnel, I went to one guy. He's playing frisbee golf in the warehouse, and I went. I was like, I need your signature. And he looked like I kicked his puppy directly in the teeth.
I'm busy not doing my job, damn it.
Every time I go to this guy, I'm like, I just need a signature. It looks like I'm the biggest inconvenience to him. I'm like, how about you just shut the fuck up and sign this for me?
No, that is always a weird one. Like, you don't have to deal with that type of person, I imagine. I don't
deal with anyone.
Like, you just don't have to do it. I clean toilets. And there's amazing. A part of my job where, like, I'm just working and I have my book playing or whatever, and I'm good, and I don't mind, and I'm happy. I'm happy when I'm left the fuck alone to do right? my job.
Seriously.
And I don't care.
That's kind of why I want to be like, a home driver, because I won't have to deal with people.
I love that. When I'm doing that, and then like, I'm listening to a book, and I go in the back room, and I only do this at Fred's, but I pause my book, because all they're doing is yelling and screaming at each other like they're a fucking dysfunctional marriage and it's depressing.
Yeah.
But it's not so I could hear them clearly if they need to call me or the forklifts are moving back and forth. It's because they're interrupting my book and the things they're saying are completely pointless and I have to hear out of one ear. And I'm like, you're not saying anything important and I don't want to miss my book. That is all it ever is.
It happens. It's a struggle.
And I'm just like, I don't fucking care. And then they'll be like, why are you? They'll be like, well, I need this filled. I'm like, you needed this display built. It's been sitting here for 3 days. Get off my dick. Like, they got mad this last week because the display that we built, I did it on Tuesday, didn't get put out until Thursday. But they were the ones who didn't, they couldn't figure out a spot for it. And they're like, why is this back here? And I'm like, because you guys don't know where the fuck you want it. And the story is like, I built it Tuesday, you don't know where you want it.
That's these are you. Really jobs where you just, like, hate people because...
Yeah. They, like, you get they why the receivers are the way they are.
They want to put their problems on you, and you're like, it's not my fucking
fault. And I'm like, and I tell them, I'm like, you can at any point in the day figure out a spot, get a pallet jack, and take it out. It's wrapped. It's not like I built it, and it's 10 cases high, and it's like 130 cases total on this whole thing. And I'm like, you could just wheel it. Wrap it and wheel it and take it. Go. Take 10 seconds.
If you're very careful, you don't even have to wrap it.
Yeah, but no, because it's like, because they don't want it tied in because it didn't have any, like, wrap on it, like, in display stuff. Yeah. I'm like, it's wrapped. So all you do is wheel it and put it out there. But none of you want to do it.
Yeah.
So you can just chill the fuck out. It's hard to, like, my already zero fucks, this job has, like, somehow made it worse than Joe's level zero fucks. Because with servers, you see them as, like, not equals, but you're like, your server, so shut your mouth. With this job, you're like, your problems aren't my problems.
Hey, man, can I get a side of code, too?
Yeah, you're like, whatever, it's your job. But these people try to put their shit on you, and you're like, oh, zero fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's somehow even worse. Like, it's so weird. But I would rather, like, clean toilets and...
It's great.
Fuck no, with
I
animals.
I mean, like, I occasionally have, like, supervisor call me. And so I have my Bluetooth and I have this. And I'm like, oh, my supervisor's calling me. And I'm like, I want to keep listening.
Like, but you answer the fucking call because you don't want to deal with the backlash.
Dude, then,
so when I answer my call, music goes down, stops, I'm happy, and then he hangs up and my music turns back on and I'm like...
See, I have to have my work phone and I have my work phone and it goes off and I'm like, fuck, and I have it on the road. So it goes, call from, and then it says their name.
Yeah.
So when it says Donnell, it goes, call from Donald.
And I'm
like, Donald. And then I pick it up. But then there are days where within the span of a half an hour... He calls me, Brett calls me. Like, both of my salesmen call me. The other person on the other half of the route calls me. By the end of it, I'm just like, yeah. Uh-huh. And they're like, you all right? I'm like, all of you have been calling about the same thing. They're like, hey, make sure this gets done here. It's the same thing, but it's a big thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm good. It's good. It's good. And then I'll, at the end of it, whoever it is, I'm like, I'm going to go back to my book now.
Yeah.
Click. I'm like, don't care. Book.
Yeah.
Because, like, now I don't want to talk to anyone. And then I'll just ignore their calls for, like, the next 3 hours.
Nice. So that way we both vented a bunch. Car.
Feels good. Car.
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 Justin doesn't get a vent by his job.
I don't care to vent.
You don't get a vent in your car.